In this bulletin, 42,000 fewer Australians receiving Newstart and youth allowance. Prime Minister Scott Morrison urged to be a credible voice in the fight against climate change at the Pacific Islands Forum. And in the AFL, West Coast's top two fate remains in their own hands, despite slipping to third spot after a tough game against Adelaide. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The number of Australians receiving Newstart and youth allowance payment has decreased by more than 42,000 in the past year. The federal government has released figures showing a 5% reduction in the number of people receiving the benefits in the 12 months to June. More than 8,000 of those who were receiving youth allowance have now moved into full-time work or study. The government has rejected repeated calls from across the political spectrum to raise the rate of Newstart. Social Services Minister Anne Rustin says the creation of jobs and new employment pathways has resulted in the reduction of those receiving payments.
We have been absolutely steadfast in our commitment that if somebody who is on Newstart wants a job, we will do everything we possibly can to get them off Newstart and into a job. Nobody said it would be easy to live without a job, and that's why we're so committed to make sure that any Australian who wants a job can have a job.
Almost 4 out of 5 Australian workers have suffered a mental or physical injury in their workplace, while more than half the workforce is aware of existing hazards that have been ignored by employers. These are the worrying findings of 26,000 respondents from all sectors of the economy in a survey by the ACTU. ACTU Assistant Secretary Liam O'Brien says the survey shows a career without workplace injuries is the exception, not the norm. Indian authorities have reimposed some restrictions in parts of Kashmir ahead of the Muslim festival Eid, amid fears that the large crowds could intensify protest action. Indian-administered Kashmir has been in a security lockdown since last Monday, when India's Hindu-majority government stripped the Muslim-majority region of its autonomy. Restrictions have been reinforced in some parts of the Himalayan region's main city of Srinagar, with people being asked to stay indoors. Police checkpoints have also been placed on some roads leading to the old quarter of the city, a traditional hotbed of protests. This goat seller says the curfew has been relaxed in the remote town of Poonch.
As you know, the environment was tense here for a couple of days due to a curfew-like situation. The government did a good job by easing the restrictions today. There's a lot of beautiful goats here and sheep as well. People are paying generous prices here.
The charity organisation Oxfam is pushing for the Prime Minister Scott Morrison to be a credible voice in the fight against climate change at the Pacific Islands Forum. Pacific leaders are gathering in Tuvalu to discuss the environment, including rising sea levels, but Oxfam wants Australia to be held to account over its emissions. Oxfam climate change policy advisor Simon Bradshaw says Pacific nations have contributed the least to climate change, yet they are still committing to taking action. Some of Australia's biggest companies are collaborating to spend more than $3 billion over the next 5 years assisting Indigenous businesses. Business Council of Australia Chief Executive Jennifer Westacott says the Raising the Bar initiative is game-changing. She says the aim is to build on the examples set by businesses such as Dreamtime Tuka, which supplies Qantas, and Jill Panty Enterprises, which supplies Fortescue Metals Group. The plan is a collaboration between the Council's members and Indigenous supplier diversity organisation Supply Nation. In AFL, Eagles coach Adam Simpson says the tight contest against Adelaide on Sunday felt like a finals match when West Coast won by 10 points. The Crows attempted a late comeback, but the West Coast Eagles proved too strong, winning yesterday 90 points to 80. Simpson says it was an even battle in the midfield, and he's excited for next week's game against Richmond at the MCG.
It felt like a final day. It really did. Yeah, I thought what Adelaide brought... We weren't surprised at all. Very mature side, a lot on the line. You know, they strategised well, they coached well, and didn't get the chocolates, but they'll take a lot out of that.
And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 24. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 13. Melbourne, showers in the morning, 13. Hobart, a shower or two, also 13. Canberra, morning frost, mostly sunny, 14. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 17. Sydney, partly cloudy, 19. Newcastle, much the same, also 19. Brisbane, sunny, 22. Cairns, similar conditions, 25. And Darwin, much the same, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.